satisfying for me than to speak what I know to someone who's asking for it and is in a vibrational place of hearing it. It doesn't matter what anybody else is doing in the age. It doesn't matter. Nothing else matters except what I'm doing, what I myself am doing, and I'm in the vortex. And now that I'm in the vortex, everything that I've been asking for, I'll be able to see the evidence of it. More funding is there. More phones are there. More counselors are there. More efficiency is there. It's all there for me. It's going to be just fine. I really like this focus wheel process, and even more, I really like having a reason to do a focus wheel. I'm better for it. Oh man, did I just expand. My work's in a whole new place. I feel different about it than I've ever felt before. I can feel, now that I'm in there, why I'm doing this work. I can feel the people that are coming to me. Life's good for me.
Very well.
Now, no other thing squirted out just then, so now what?
Different subject. About 10 years ago, I was visiting Sedona, and a gentleman approached me, and he said, "You are someone that can heal cancer with your hands." This was well before I knew anything about Abraham, but as I was sort of starting to get into the understanding of energy, as generically speaking, I didn't solicit the information. It certainly felt like a very sincere presentation. He seemed very credible. What I'm wondering, when he saw that, and we don't have to go into there's nothing, my hands won't heal anything. It's all about allowing, so I get that. But he seemed very genuine. What part of my vibrational reality or escrow or vortex was he tapping into when he saw that, and how can I use that to be of greater benefit in my life today?
Well, at that time, were you doing the counseling work that you're doing now?
In a different venue, different place.
Well, whether you were or whether you weren't is not significant. But the reason we ask the question is because everything that we've been talking about, that what we were talking about earlier about this vortex and how when you get in there, all cooperative components are there. So you'd gone to Sedona. Why did you go? For refreshment and alignment, and because it's known to be a vortex?
Right. Yes. I mean, we were visiting one of the vortexes, yes.
At the time. And here's another person there visiting a vortex. So how much more clear could it be that you were in the vortex? You were in it figuratively speaking, and you were in it vibrationally speaking, and you were in it geographically speaking. In other words, you'd gone seeking answers, wanting clarity. In other words, that's what that vortex is, you see. It's an energy that is alignment. That's why people want to gravitate to them. They can feel the energy of such a place. When Jerry and Esther lived in Phoenix, at the time that they met us in this way, they had heard about the vortexes in Sedona, and Esther said, "Should we go there?" And we told them that all the vortex really does in that physical vortex, we're not talking about this vortex that we're talking about of alignment, right. Those physical vortexes where the energy moves faster just amplify whatever you've got going on. So if we said to Esther, whatever you're feeling will be amplified. And she had a very slight headache when she got out of the car. And as she sat on top of the mountain, it turned into a really big headache. That was her first experience with a vortex. It's like a magnifying glass, you see. So that's not the vortex that we're really wanting to talk about, other than that you were seeking and someone else who was there was also seeking and watching for people who are seeking. And so we want to talk about this vibrational vortex, where when you get in there, all cooperative components are there. And you and that person was a cooperative component to what was coming for you. And in that time, you were in the vortex where you were one of the cooperative components too. And when you're in there, that's when you recognize each other for who you are. He saw your desire to uplift. He saw your clarity and alignment. He saw, maybe even he saw the vortex open and the energy flowing into you. He saw what he sees when he sees people who are helpful. And we are thrilled that you understand that it's not that laying on of hands sort of thing, because you don't need to touch someone, and you cannot be of value. You can know everything that you know and everything that we know. We can know everything that we know, and if we are interacting with someone who is vibrationally resistant to what we know, we can't help them, and if we try, we blow them up. In other words, you just can't assert. It's a law of attraction. If they must be in a vibrational place of receiving what you're offering, or the headache gets bigger, you see. So, helpful?
Yes, very.
He was a seer of energy and a sensor of who you really are. And you were both in your vortex where he could express to you what you were wanting to hear, because in those days you were searching and wanting sort of amplification, not so much confirmation, because you knew you were on your path, but amplification of that. Very good.
Very good, thank you.
Good time for a segment of refreshment.